This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that central and state agencies have succeeded in firmly curbing all forms of terrorism in the country in the last 9 years. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating a two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said model anti-terrorism structure should be established under the purview of NIA. He said the hierarchy, structure and standard operating procedures of investigation of all anti-terrorism agencies in all states should be made uniform for better coordination between central and state agencies. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is on a two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, UAE. On the first of his visit, the minister co-chaired the 11th meeting of the India-UAE High-Level Task Force on Investments with the Managing Director of Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, ADIA, Sheikh Hamid bin Zayed Al Nahyan. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed the existing bilateral investments by companies from both countries investing into the UAE and India, and also explored bilateral investments in a number of key sectors with the potential for future joint trade and investment cooperation. The two leaders also witnessed the signing of a strategic partnership agreement between National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, and Al Etihad Payments, AEP, a subsidiary of the Central Bank of the UAE, for domestic card scheme implementation in UAE. As per the agreement, NPCI and AEP will work together to build, implement and operationalize UAE's national domestic card scheme modeled on India's RuPay card. Talking to media, Mr. Goyal explained about the agreement signed between India and UAE.
We have concluded two very important agreements. One, an agreement between the NPCI and the United Arab Emirates, by which they will be providing technology and support to UAE to implement the RuPay card system in UAE. The UAE card can be used in India as a RuPay card. We have also signed a memorandum of understanding with the UAE on advanced technologies, on collaborative research, on working towards strengthening the intellectual property systems, on sharing of science and technology policies.
The government has declared the Jammu and Kashmir Democratic Freedom Party, JKDFP, as an unlawful association under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. This organization has been involved in anti-national activities since 1998. The Home Ministry said in a release that its members have always promoted separatism and terrorist acts in India. In Sikkim, the death toll following the devastating flash flood has risen to 19. The State Disaster Management Department has said 26 people are injured and 103 are missing, including army personnel. The flash floods were triggered by the sudden glacial lake outburst on Wednesday over Lonark Lake in North Sikkim in the Teesta River in La Chan Valley. Talking to media persons yesterday, State Chief Secretary V.B. Pathak said that search and rescue operations for the missing persons continues in the marooned areas of the state. The troops of Tri Shakti Corps are extending medical aid to civilians and tourists stranded in the areas of Chungthang, Lachung and Lachan in North Sikkim. In Tamil Nadu, four people died on the spot after an explosion occurred in the Nagapattinam district during the manufacturing of firecrackers yesterday. Due to the explosion, body parts of the deceased were scattered over a distance of about 100 meters at various places, making the identification difficult. Indian origin professor Dr. Joyita Gupta has received the Spinoza Prize, the highest distinction in Dutch science, for her work in the field of climate change at a ceremony in the Netherlands. The prize was presented to her by the Netherlands Minister for Education, Science and Culture, Robert Dirk Graaf, at The Hague on Wednesday. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India amassed a total of historic 87 medals, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 34 bronze. India is currently in the fourth place in the medals tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals at the 18th edition of the Asian Games in Jakarta. Today, Indian recurve women's team in archery clinched bronze after defeating Vietnam 6-2 in the bronze medal playoff match. In the men's cricket, India thrashed Bangladesh by 9 wickets in the semi-final to qualify for the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.